Thank you. This is indeed a wonderful occasion. It's the kind of reunion of many of friends that have all come here for this special event around the life and times of Ajahn Chah. And this is, of course, he was the great inspiration, a living inspiration for me, because when I was a student at Berkeley, this is in about 1962-63, I was very much inspired by Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. I was in an Asian studies program for an MA, and at the time, and I felt my life was really, I was terribly disappointed with my life as I was living it then, and this Gandhi figure was somebody I could relate to, somebody that I had heard of in my lifetime. He wasn't like somebody, some ancient sage of the past, but an actually living human being who had died during my lifetime. So Ajahn Chah when I met him, he was a living example to me of wisdom and humility and love. And I think when I look back, I stayed with him for 10 years, and I realized that it was this sense of being loved. He had a tremendous sense of acceptance, and it was unconditional. So I think this was the first time I really experienced that from another human individual. And also, he was like a role model, a figure, a male figure that I could trust, and who was seemed to respect me and was very welcoming. And so the 10 years that I lived with him were, I think, it was transition years from very kind of unhappy, disappointed person to someone who had increasingly more confidence and a direction, and had really learned, tried to learn, and had learned a lot from living as a Buddhist monk during those 10 years with Lungpho Cha.